Sunshine 96.7 FM, WMTB LP, St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Okay, well, happy Friday, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Yeah. So another beautiful day here in the FLA. We've had a string of beautiful days here this week, and it looks like we may have turned the corner. Although I did, do you guys watch on TikTok? Do you get to Mike's weather page? Okay, so I saw something that he posted earlier today, and it said that probably Sunday through Monday, we're going to get some precipitation. And it might be kind of heavy precipitation.
Oh, great. So,
yeah, because there's going to be something bigger on the north side of Texas, Louisiana, and then it's going to start to swoop down our way.
Come
in Sunday and possibly Monday.
I saw the flooding in Texas.
Yeah. Anyway, we are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. A bit of a surprise this evening. We do not have Ty Ginn in the studio, so the snarky assassin is not here. So rest easy. But we do have here in the studio two of our special guests that have been in here many times, actually. We've got everybody's favorite EMT, Miss Jamie Maverick, and we have the Hugmeister.
Yay.
Mr. Thomas Maverick is here. Also, we have across the table from me is my blushing bride, Stephanie. And then, of course, little old me, Marco. But anyway, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. I do an invitation every week on Facebook. And I didn't get a lot of response this week. And it might be because, and I'm starting to think that, and maybe I'm being paranoid. But maybe if you say something derogatory about Trump and he's good buddies with Mark Zuckerberg, that now all of a sudden your invitations and postings are not going to get the traction that they might. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then I also swore in the in the invitation. So two strikes already.
There you go.
Yeah. But anyway, so if you are listening to the show this evening, I appreciate it. We are going to talk about, you know, the week that was, and there's a couple of big stories that are sort of Trump-related, and then we have other stuff as well. If you want to play along, you can. All you have to do is give us a call at 727-804-5891. One more time, that number is 727-804-5891, and we will talk to you about any old thing.
Yes.
You can give us your 2 cents worth. Now, the great thing about that number, that 727 number I just told you about, you know, the one 804-5891. if you don't want to have your voice on the radio, you can text us at that same number, and I will respond to you directly.
Yes.
So that's two options there to interact with the show as we're doing it. So that's that. And here we are, just like that. It's March 28th, and it's opening day of baseball.
Crazy. Yeah. Absolutely.
Look at us go. I know you guys are big baseball fans.
Absolutely.
And I'm surprised
touchdown.
That really.
Touchdown.
I'm surprised you guys aren't over at the game. Yeah. You do realize that it's over in Tampa this year because, you know, Tropicana Field sort of blew away. So now they're playing over in Tampa at Steinbrenner Field, right? The first pitch today was at about 4:10. So they are playing as we speak.
Right.
Maybe here in a bit I will sneak over and Google to see what the update on the score is, to see how our Rays are doing. They're playing the Rockies.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So usually when they play a team on Friday, they play the same team throughout the weekend. So this will be the weekend series, the weekend opening series for our Tampa Bay Rays. How about that?
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. Still not very happy about what's going on. So,
about what?
The whole Rays team and the stadium deal.
Yeah.
And
well, there's a lot. There's still a lot of stuff that needs to be worked out with all that.
It's very disappointing. We were there opening day.
Yeah.
The 1998.
Very first opening day.
Very first Rays game.
And we've done our best to make it to at least one game a season for the next 20 years.
Right.
25 years.
Whatever.
Big fans.
Your favorite thing, crowds.
Yeah.
People.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing about the crowds now, it's like this. Okay. So I almost feel like any sporting event is full of Trumpers.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? I mean, have you seen him go to, you know, show up at a sporting event? The place goes crazy. You know what I mean? And it's like, no, I don't need that.
I don't need to be surrounded by those
Well, speak
people.
For yourself. We support you, King Trump.
It's not king yet, damn it. pump the brakes on that.
Fall in line, sir.
He's not gonna be king until he takes the kingdom of Canada in the smaller kingdom of Greenland.
Oh, no.
Oh gosh.
And wrap it all up with the smaller, even smaller kingdom of Panama.
Just the water. We just want the water.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we would deport those people.
Oh, gosh.
Rightfully so.
No, I'm just kidding.
We're spiraling out of control.
Already.
Already. We're seven minutes in.
No. Right.
I kid. So how was everybody's week? We started talking about it before the show started, and then we had to immediately start the show. So how was your week? I know that you were sick, last week, right?
Oh, yeah.
What was it, like norovirus?
I think it was the flu, but
norovirus,
I had
flu.
The flu shot, so it really wasn't like...
Well, you know those things don't work.
Well, it definitely did work. It definitely did work.
Because it only lasted a week
didn't
instead
have,
of two.
Like, the respiratory symptoms, I just had, like, fatigue, body aches, and I felt like I had a concussion.
Oh.
It just felt like my brain was trying to come out of my head. And Tylenol, ibuprofen,
nothing would touch it. Oh.
And I could do nothing, and I was getting nauseous and dizzy.
Wow.
I couldn't do anything besides lay in bed. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just not well at all.
I'm looking over at Thomas, and the way he's looking at you when you're telling this story, it's like he's like arms crossed, and it's like
the
nurse in him is trying to diagnose. It's like, okay, she said.
I'm sure they went through that.
Headache.
Every day, every hour.
Every day. I was like, did you drink water today? And I was like, yes, I did drink water today. It's not the water.
What time did you take your Tylenol?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about your week?
Good. I started a new job.
Oh.
Yeah, doing what?
Nursing. Nursing, sorry. So I'm doing home health still.
So are you still specializing with kids?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So
And most of the kids are like special needs kids?
Yes. Yeah, oh, that's very much so. Very much so.
Well, I mean, versus, you know, I don't know, like home health, like
otherwise
like
my you'd
mom
just be
has.
A babysitter,
yeah, right.
Like wound care,
right.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
No, chronic care.
Chronic care.
Yeah. But it's just, I don't know, just kind of wild how it all worked out because I was literally, so I had this patient, different agency. Left the agency, found another agency, whatever, work stuff. I was thinking about this patient on the way into this new job, doing the orientation, all that stuff.
How old of a kid is it?
Like 6.
Okay.
Okay.
I go in there, and they're describing this patient to me, and I'm like, this sounds really familiar. And then they're going on, and they're like, hey, you know, we think you'd be, like, a great fit for this, whatever.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then they show me the name, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, this is an older patient of mine.
Right.
And like, it was just, I was like, yeah, absolutely. Like, the
small
family was
world.
The
right.
family was glad to have me back. You know, like,
were they,
just,
though?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
He said, were they, though?
Because, I mean, because here's the thing. This is what I'm getting from this. It seems like every time you come over and get on the show, you are either starting a new job with a new kid.
Right.
Right?
Right. That sounds
so
bad the way you said it.
There's been like a string of kids, and what I'm starting to wonder is it that the kids don't like you or that you can't stand
no,
the
that's
kid?
Not the case at all. No, it just sometimes it just doesn't work out. Like everything is always great with the patient.
The families.
Sometimes it can be difficult to manage. Like, yeah, there's always like the patient and then as a nurse providing care to the patient. But you also have to
be there
for the family, whatever family dynamics are in the household. And sometimes you kind of see a little bit more behind the scenes than you really should.
Yeah. Right.
And so like it just, creates
you're in
tension.
The middle of like a family's crisis.
Yeah.
24/7.
Yeah, and you're dealing with the bureaucracy of the company you're
and
working
healthcare.
For
yeah.
at the same time.
So even though it is like one patient one-on-one, like there's actually a lot more that goes into it.
Mm.
But I am pretty good at that.
Can't imagine.
Well, you know, pretty good with like the patients. Yeah. They're awesome. So I feel lucky to even have this opportunity.
Have you ever, I mean, you're known as the hugger. Have you ever had to squeeze a kid really tight to get him to calm down?
Oh, my gosh. Is that what you... Parental tips from Marco.
Slow
Rio.
Down. You're going to be investigated.
There's a reason.
We're mandated reporters. Just let you know.
There's a reason he's not in healthcare.
never had to shake one or.
don't
terrible.
Even
respond. Okay. Listen, I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, some people have a different tolerance level.
No, that's adult health care. That's yeah. where we do that.
Shaking and squeezing.
Shaking and squeezing.
I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want to be shaken
no.
or squeezed?
There was this girl who got in trouble, and she said, that's a bold threat to somebody in a diaper. Coming from somebody in a diaper.
Oh.
And not clearly, you're not supposed to say that to
right.
your patient.
Yeah.
But I thought that was the funniest.
Brilliant.
That is pretty funny. Yep.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Let's just put it this way. Some of those households you would not be happy to be in.
Oh, no. I'm
oh,
sure.
I'm
what
sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
Saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So oh, I'm absolutely sure.
Kind of leads yeah. to some of the well, decisions that I have been had to make.
You're like the odd man out, you know, and they have certain expectations of you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and you're dealing with their kid.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
But this one I'm really glad to be back with him. So like yeah, just really
well,
excited.
Good.
So
he was glad to see you. Oh no, is he blind?
I stopped.
Oh no.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah.
So, Okay.
So it just a good opportunity for me to, like, you know, do like the whole caring thing that I like to do.
Overall, it was a good week.
Very good.
So overall, yeah, it was a good week. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Steph? How was your week? I mean, I know you were busy all week.
It was a good week.
So good.
Good week. Making progress.
Yeah.
On all fronts.
Nice.
Right. My week was sort of, if it could go wrong, it did go wrong.
Oh, no.
A lot of stuff at work that was, unexpectedly going on the fritz. You know, I had to replace a spa motor, had to replace a pool motor, you know, just stuff. People, go in to drain the spa on Monday morning because the people were supposed to come in and give it this special acid wash. They didn't show up till Wednesday.
It's
always something. Yeah. Anyway, so that's kind of what my week was like. But anyway, we're here now.
We are here now.
Right.
And so is the Amazon delivery driver.
Are they coming for us?
Yeah, he just walked up to the door.
All right.
We should start giving ourselves like gold stickers every Friday that we survive, like that week.
Oh. Yeah.
Something to look forward to.
I all about that. I'll order us a chart
medals.
And stickers. Yeah. And
those certificates, for reading so much in school or whatever,
right.
Or perfect attendance and stuff like that. Let's
bring
that back.
Verbally assault your coworker this week.
Yeah.
Didn't have to squeeze anybody.
No squeezing.
No squeezing, no shaking. Thomas, I can only imagine that you're as sad as I am about the passing of boxing great George Foreman. He passed away earlier this week, and I'm sure you know that, but he was 76 years old.
Do you want me to be honest? Like, it's sad.
Always.
No, I am. Like, that is sad.
Isn't that such a strange thing to say? Do you want me to be honest?
No,
no,
I thought he was already
lie to me.
Deceased.
Oh, you thought he was already
no.
gone.
No.
He thinks everybody's already gone.
No, no, I was surprised to find that Steve Martin was actually still alive.
How dare you?
I don't know who it was that I saw that.
How dare you?
Any celebrity you bring up to music, I thought he was dead. I was like, no, Hollywood is still standing.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's very sad.
Anyway, George passed away earlier this week at the age of 76. I'm pretty sure I heard that he was the heavyweight champ at least three different times. One of his greatest fights was with is when he beat Joe Frazier, and that's one of the such a classic because Howard Cosell, the announcer, it's one of the all-time classic calls. It's like down goes Frazier, down goes Frazier. I'm sure you remember.
Before his time.
So what I remember about George Foreman was his line of grills. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. He was the great thing about he was a boxer and then inventor of this grill. And, the technology to come from somebody who may have had CTE, to come up with this grill is pretty amazing. And he sold the hell out of it.
Did you ever have one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Who didn't?
Everybody in the 90s.
Who didn't?
I saw them on TV, four easy payments of whatever it was back then.
It's just an
Italian panini press with a plastic coating on top of it.
No, I did hear. This is kind of funny about the whole thing. Before they offered George Foreman the gig to be the face of the grill, they offered it to who? Who do you think?
Oh, I know this, and I can't remember.
Another boxer?
Well, kind of. Wrestler. Hulk Hogan.
And he turned it down.
Probably would have sold.
Well, the George Foreman grill, who didn't have one?
One of my favorite things about George Foreman was he had, what, six kids? Or
like 15.
10? He had ton of kids.
It's a small army.
And they were all named George.
That's the truth.
They all had...
How do you keep them straight?
Well, they all went by middle names, but even the girls, their names...
George,
Lynette, and went by... Named them all George.
That's awful.
Why didn't you guys do that?
I thought it was funny.
It's too late.
Wanted
both Ty and Hannah George.
George 1, George 2. Thing 1, Thing 2.
That's right, yeah. One of the most memorable fights is when he fought Ali in the Thrilla in Manila and got beaten by Muhammad Ali. But George Foreman was a good dude. Always seemed like a nice guy. Always yeah. Always good on TV and radio and stuff like that. So sad to see him go. One of the greats. I mean, from back in the day. I mean, he stood alongside Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali and one of the greatest heavyweights of our time.
Right.
So
and
sad
that's
to see
back
him go.
When, you know, we had three channels on TV.
Right.
And
yeah, you didn't have to go to pay-per-view
to
see the fight.
You didn't have to go to pay-per-view or whatever.
It was just going to be on ABC Sports.
Yeah, it was going to be on the TV.
Channel 8, I think, right?
Well, depending on where you're from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so, oh, and then here's something that I just wanted to mention briefly, but talking about passing. Sunday will be the 10th anniversary of the passing of my mother.
Oh, wow.
So 10 years already. That's amazing to me. And 68 years old. She would be 78 years old. Can you imagine?
Wow.
I can't even imagine my mother at 78.
She wouldn't be any different.
Probably not.
Is she like you?
Like, what?
Oh, no. She was wonderful.
So not like
wasn't
so
laughing.
Ooh.
I was hoping he wasn't paying attention.
Oh, no. She was
I meant
wonderful.
Like a firecracker like you. That's what I meant. Yeah.
No, Mark is snarkier.
Oh, she had a mouth on her.
Oh, she did.
Mm-hmm. She had a mouth on her. Yeah. Yep. Anyway, oh, here's something that I wanted to bring up. Powerball is up there again, and tomorrow's drawing is worth an estimated $515 million.
Wow. That would
so
do it.
So might be worth getting a ticket for that. I did see something about Mega Millions. They have now changed their rules where instead of like going back to zero or to a much lesser amount after a prize is won, they're going to start at $50 million.
Oh, wow.
Mega Millions. So, I mean, you win Mega Millions, it's going to be at least $50 million.
Ticket prices are going up to $3.
That's, you know. Yeah, you're not buying eggs, so you might as well buy tickets.
Yeah, right. So we can buy eggs again.
I had this conversation with my buddy Ruben today, and we were talking about, well, we're going to get into this later in the show, but we were talking about, you know, he says, I don't eat breakfast at all, and I was like, oh, man, every day I have my two eggs and my three cookies and my Diet Coke, and you know, it's why I am the Adonis that I am.
That's like a $50 meal, right?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Right? And he's like, you're still eating eggs? And I was like, yes. Are you kidding? I mean, are they really that expensive? You know, I mean, I get it. They're more expensive than they were, but,
yeah,
you know.
So, yeah.
Look forward to eating it every day.
The two eggs that, you know, a year ago, two years ago, for breakfast that costs 20 cents a day now costs $1 a day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Are you guys going to get chickens and you know, get your own eggs?
You know, when we first were looking at buying this house, we thought we were going to do the whole chicken thing. Buy, you know, have like a coop out there and chickens and stuff like that. But it's a dirty game, man.
It is.
It's a whole thing. You know, I mean, you're like a farm girl from Ohio. I mean, you know about the whole chicken game. Yeah, it's not something. It's a fun idea, but I think it's one of those ideas that's fun for like 5 minutes.
Right.
It's like until you actually have to deal with it. You know.
Yeah, but you could start slinging eggs around the neighborhood, make a business.
I mean,
out of
I do that, you know, at Halloween, but.
You hand out eggs?
No.
At Halloween?
No.
I egg he people's houses.
People. Oh my gosh.
Well, that's I saw a meme on Facebook.
One hard-boiled egg per child.
Yeah.
Some celery sticks while you're at it.
What's that in your hair? That's hard-boiled egg.
You know, back in the 80s, you know, eggs and toilet paper were so cheap. We just threw them all over our enemies' houses.
Yeah.
One of the things when we were younger was Fruity Pebbling people's driveways.
Yeah.
Where you would dump a box of Fruity Pebbles and it would stain their concrete.
Oh.
And nice. You couldn't get it off. Nice. So we would fruity pebble people before it would rain.
Mm-hmm. Well, in today's day and age, you'd be pardoned for that. So
yeah, right.
You're not doing a hard time for
that. Back in the day when nobody had a Ring doorbell camera. It didn't matter. Yeah.
Prove it. Prove it. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, boy. Three of us in this room were TikTokians. And in case you haven't heard or forgotten, or in case you've forgotten, there's a possibility that TikTok could go dark again on the 5th of April.
Honestly, I'm hopeful.
That it will?
Yes, because I had so much time to do stuff when it was, because I was one of the ones who deleted the app.
Oh, right.
So
okay, so
I
how did
didn't
that
get
work?
It back for that month until it was like a month, and then they put the app back on the App Store. So I didn't have TikTok for a whole month. I had hobbies. I was doing stuff.
So you sort of weaned yourself off, but now you're back on it.
Yeah,
you're back
now
on
I
the
have
juice.
A problem. Yeah, now it's just like, it's so on, like it needs to just go.
What's your algorithm? What's popping up on your TikTok?
Well, right
anything.
Now.
PC builds and politics and homesteading.
I get a lot of English bulldogs, French bulldogs, the how-to stuff. I get the comedians. I've got two or three comedians that pop up all the time. Every once in a while, I'll get some fitness chick on there. I don't get like the dancing girls or any of that crap. I get.
But he gets some great puppy videos.
Great puppy videos. I get some good recipes from time to time. Oh, I wanted to talk about this. One of the things I saw today. This will be something that we can do with Millie, and it's they're called caramel apple grapes, right?
Ooh.
So you take green grapes, right? Like the biggest ones you can find. You put them on a toothpick, you melt the caramel, right? You roll it in there and then immediately roll it on nuts. And that they're like, just,
yum.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm like, oof.
That sounds.
I saw that today and I was like, yes, sir.
Delicious.
That looks like so. And refreshing too.
Quite. I love
fantastic.
Grapes. I can't imagine with caramel and nuts.
Right.
It's a whole parfait.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, this whole TikTok thing could go away again on April 5th, which is like, what, eight days away?
Yeah, that's not far.
No, and unless, of course, Trump extends the deadline again like he did this last time, or I heard that the company Oracle is interested in buying it. I don't know that they have to make the purchase before the 5th or just put their letter of intent in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But it could be going away again on the 5th. So.
Who knows? And. Yeah. Even if we thought we knew, it wouldn't be that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did learn earlier today that Thomas the Hugger wouldn't mind being a sheep farmer. So.
Oh, my God, yeah. It looks
yeah,
so
he
cool.
He just said that the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, where did that come from?
It was on my For You page.
He sent me a video. He sent me a video today of the
little bouncy sheep.
Oh, my God. Weren't
they cute, though?
They were fat. And they're just bouncing. Hey.
That's how you know you're so far into TikTok that now you're a sheep farmer. You've now reached into the depths of TikTok.
Right. It's got a hold on me. I can't shake it.
You said somehow I'm in Ireland
talk about
farming sheep.
Talk about a monkey on my back. It's like the TikTok monkey on my back.
Yeah, I was watching, oh my gosh, the guy from Jurassic Park. Sam Neill?
Yeah.
He has, like, his own sheep farm in New Zealand,
really
and he, like, shears them and stuff like that. And he's like, please, you know, like, support wool and blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
Like, benefits, whatever. And then I keep seeing these, like, cute little sheep. I'm like, you know what? I'm sold. Like,
I'm
that's,
sold.
Look how cute those are.
I would love to. I could never own them. But I would love to have the fainting goats.
Yes, I would love to have fainting,
what's a fainting
goats.
I could not
I haven't
own
seen
them.
That yet.
Oh.
You've never seen a fainting goat?
No.
Oh, they're
they get so scared that they faint.
Oh,
no,
it's so
sad.
Fun. You can walk outside and just go, and they just fall. I mean, it's like that
it's
quick.
Like honk your horn.
I would be, I would probably be like arrested
so
or harassed
sad.
By PETA if I owned a a flock of fainting
That's
goats.
That's what they're called?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. Look them up.
Fainting
you got your
goats.
Google
yeah.
box.
No,
fainting
because
goats.
Then we're going to have to get sheep and goats.
That's
Aren't they
okay.
the same thing? Aren't sheep and goats the same thing? Oh, no, they are different. Right. Similar.
Sheep and lamb, right? I think are like the same.
Yeah, class. Lambs are baby yeah. sheep.
All right. Well, we got to take a break already. We've been prattling along. Folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Here's a little ditty by Van the Man Morrison. It's called Shaking All Over. Dig this. We'll be right back. All right, Shaking All Over, and that was that version was by Van the Man Morrison. I like that version. I could have played the version by Wanda Jackson, which is also a fantastic version, but I don't think it's as cool or as smooth as the Van Morrison version, so that's why I played that one instead. Hope you enjoyed it. So during the break, Jamie showed Thomas a video of the fainting goats, and he's
so cute.
They're very cute, but I feel like you're sort of
sad.
Appalled.
Yeah.
It's like those poor things.
I can't believe I've never heard of a fainting.
Dude,
like,
there's a lot
you
of stuff you
it?
Never heard. Are you kidding?
No.
I live in the world. Oh, I feel man. Like you go through the world.
Oh, that's
Thank you.
I'm trying to think. Because it was years and years
Did
ago.
Did you know George Foreman was a boxer and not the grill guy?
No.
See? Do you remember the show that I mentioned Mick Jagger and you were like, who? What?
Okay, so I grew up and I saw like monkeys, you know, giant ants, scorpions, llamas. That's the kind of stuff I saw. So if you know more about goats, I'm sorry. But
I don't know more about goats, but I know of them. I know of them.
I don't know. We saw them on a show.
Yeah.
You Probably know. America's Funniest Home Videos.
Probably.
What was his name? The guy that used to host that?
I think there were several.
Several.
Yeah, but like the main one from Full House.
Oh, right.
Wasn't he?
Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Saget.
That's what it was.
You know, he passed away, right?
Did he really? Oh my gosh!
He did. He did. Actually, he died. He died here in Florida, up in Orlando, in a hotel. I'm not kidding.
Disney World.
No, he was doing a show. He was a comedian.
I was gonna say recently, but it's
not within the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, one of the shows that I listened to on the daily, they were friends with Bob Saget. So when he would come in town, he would come on the show anytime he was, you know, promoting his, because he did stand up.
Right.
And so he had come on the show, and then like a week later, he was dead.
Yeah.
So that's kind of weird. But yeah, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize or know about Bob Saget and his comedy is that, you know, they think about his role on. What was the show?
Full House
and Wholesome, that kind of thing.
Right.
Dirty comedian.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Dirty comedian. Totally different.
Totally polar opposite from the character he played.
Right.
That's kind of scary.
Mm. Anyway.
You could play like two different characters like that.
Well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, recently we've been talking about how we are redoing our pool. So we drained it, and you know, we were talking about draining it and painting it and that kind of thing. Well, we've done that. We've drained it. We've painted it, and it looks fantastic.
Amazing.
You guys saw it for the first time on your way in. It looks great. Came out great. It was a lot easier to do than I thought. You know, I put that first coat of paint on, and I was like, looks kind of streaky, you know. So I was planning on putting two coats on anyway, and that second coat, man, like butter. So it went on very good. And now, you know, we want to change the light.
Right.
We definitely, at a minimum,
have to change the bulb. The bulb burned out in the light.
Right.
And it's so hard to change the light.
To change, yeah.
When the pool is full.
Oh, right. Yeah,
right.
So it's like, all right, now is the time.
Now's the time to do it while it's empty. Because what we also want to do is just like behind the diving board is where the transformer for the light is. And okay. I don't want it there anymore. I want
especially now that the cage is gone.
Right. I want to move it back like hazard. Along the yeah. side of the side of the house, or you know, right there next to the back porch.
Right.
Move it back there. So it's, you know, I got a friend who's an electrician. He says it'll help me move it. But so it's going to be a big deal, and I think it's going to be easier to do if the pool's not full of water.
Right.
Yeah. We ordered a light, and we yeah. had it. For a couple days, and it
I
was
ordered an LED with a remote
color changing.
Yeah,
right.
It had music mode where it would like.
Oh,
but this is one of those
so
things
cool.
about that is that
it was like
here you get this light, and first of all, it doesn't even give you any hardware.
It came with no instructions
and zero instructions.
Perfect.
It's like
how to install it, and it was like
said good luck.
Yeah.
And so we went online to see if we can get some instructions. No.
No. Sent it back. Yeah. It was so like,
no. We're just
no.
going to send it back.
No videos or anything?
No.
Wow.
I sent it back yesterday. Got rid of it.
So, I don't know. We may just change the bulb.
Just go with a regular LED light. It'll be nice and bright. And with that blue color that the pool is now, it'll glow out there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We don't need
Do
all
you have to drain the pool every time to change the light bulb?
No, you don't. The way that the pool lights are, I've changed them at work before, and you just lean over the side, and it's you know, it's kind of dicey.
It's
you
awkward.
Think in your mind, we're talking about water and electricity.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but it's they're designed that you don't have to so you detach it from the pool wall.
Oh.
And when you pull it off, it's got enough cord that you can bring it up on the deck.
Oh, cool.
Right? So you can do whatever you got to do, make it so that it's watertight.
Watertight
and
again. But then you've got to get it back in.
Right.
And it was easier in Seminole because the pool was shallower.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Like Mark could stand and right. reach.
But this one's drown. 8 feet deep.
Yeah. This one, what, are you going to put a ladder in the pool?
Right.
So Floaties. That you have one person in the pool, one person
got a life jacket on.
Out. So anyway, so
honey, can you get the inflatable goose? I need to sit on the inflatable goose.
I need the flamingo.
Also, no ladders for you, probably. Right.
Yeah, we're done with ladders.
Yeah. So anyway,
what was that like 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need
five.
A,
Whenever you moved in,
yeah,
right.
5 years ago.
Mm. That's crazy.
So, Mark's like, let's not talk about that.
Well,
moving on.
It's a thing. But the pool is nearly done. It'll be done, you know, by the time it's, you know, we're ready to use it. If we put water in it now, it's still going to be too cold for me to get in it.
Right, it's too cold. And
I need like June.
And when you look at how much pollen,
mm-hmm.
you know,
it's still falling.
Now that we don't have the cage, Mark cleaned all of the pollen out of the bottom of the pool yesterday.
Oh, this is the first day I didn't do it.
Right. So, but that amount of pollen in the bottom is literally 24 hours.
And what I don't want. Is for it to rain and have that in there because you know it'll make a stain. So I got to stay on
kinda
top
like,
of it. So.
Yeah.
What about like just a tarp over it?
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops, yeah.
Like Fruit Loops.
Ooh, but maybe we should put Fruit Loops in. That might be kind of cool.
Color,
yep. So what are you guys thinking about this whole signal gate thing?
I don't even have words for it.
It's you know what. My words are, how dumb do they think we are? Because now there's these Senate hearings, right? And you got Tulsi Gabbard, and I don't think they've talked to Hegseth yet, but they've talked to a couple other people, that Mike Waltz and that kind of thing. And they're like, oh, well, there was no classified information. What? Have you seen them? They posted those. Everybody's seen what you guys said.
I think the news outlet played that so well, where they gave them the opportunity to not lie and then posted the receipts when they lied.
Yeah, right. Well, the thing is, when they started lying, because what's the guy's name? The journalist. Now I can't think of his name. Anyway, I'll think of it in a minute. But he posted just enough to let them know that they were screwing up, but didn't post everything because he was like, I shouldn't post this.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he at least knew that we shouldn't do this. But now that they're going to call him a horrible human being and doesn't know what he's doing. And he's
a liar. And that kind of thing.
Now it's like, okay, buddy, gloves are off. This is what it is.
With today's technology and, you know, between your cell phone spying on you and your computer, and I mean, we are eons away from Nixon-era wiretaps.
Oh, we're
I mean, they're listening to everything.
Yeah.
They need to have a more secure communication system.
Well, the thing that's mind-boggling is that they thought that they could just randomly have this text chat.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, now it's on this Signal app or whatever it is. But still, it's like... I mean,
I'm sure they have some sort of government communication thing that they could use.
They never should have been texting about it.
Is Signal
app? Yes.
Where have we come as far as, like, the defense of our country, where we're going to be talking about plans for war,
right,
texting?
Outside.
Why aren't we in the Situation Room,
right,
talking about this? And
the secure war room.
And how about this? Why wasn't Trump involved? One of the texts was like, "Would you think we should run it up to POTUS?" Well, he seems like he was pretty good about it.
So you were gonna do this?
I was just gonna do it without his. You know. I mean, it's like, crazy. What are we doing? And they did it.
Yeah.
They did it.
And then, like, one of the things, so, like, a lot of the hospitals, like, because, like, I have, like, my own phone for work. They give me a phone. If I were to create a group chat talking about a patient.
Right.
With a doctor and the people I wanted in there, and if I accidentally added somebody who wasn't supposed to be in there, I'd be fired.
Yeah.
I would lose my license.
Right.
And I would never get to be a nurse again.
But here's what really infuriates me.
So, was he added inadvertently? Or
why is he even on there?
I heard a theory today that said that he was added hoping that he would release it, okay? And now, because they want to go after journalists and anybody who says anything bad about Daddy Dumpy Pants, right, that now all of a sudden, oh, look
it's
at this guy.
Like
he
TikTok
comes right out there. So now they're going
to...
I wouldn't be surprised if this guy gets arrested.
I mean, they're already attacking the Washington Post. They've been doing that.
Well, the Washington Post has sort of come aligned because now the Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos.
Right.
And he has bent the knee. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So they no longer talk trash about Trump. And this is a sad thing about where our country is going, because freedom of speech is... going away.
Right.
How much longer can we have these radio shows?
Well, that's one of the things that Ty says just about every show. It's like, you know, what are we doing here? You know, the vans are going to start showing up. Mm-hmm. You know, Jeffrey Goldberg was the journalist from The Atlantic.
Yeah.
That's his name. I knew it was Jeff. I just couldn't think of the last name. But anyway, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out. I guarantee none of them will be in trouble.
No.
All of them should lose their jobs. When Tulsi Gabbard is being grilled by the senators, and she just flat out lies to them. There was no classified information. If I was one of the senators, I'd be like, do you have any idea what classified information even is?
Mm-hmm.
And you think that this wasn't? You should not have this job.
Yeah.
She's the head of the CIA now, right?
Right. It's not like you sent out where the the president was having lunch or something.
Right.
Right.
Like, you didn't give out sensitive information about his position. Like, you posted strikes against other nations.
Well, so they're questioning Tulsi Gabbard, and then next to her is, like, a three-star general, right? And so they ask her. She was like, well, there's nothing classified about any of that. And then they go to this guy, the general, and he's like, absolutely. This is that puts everybody's life in danger. And yeah. I mean, you don't ever tell the enemy what you're about to do. You know, kind of thing.
So they can retaliate before you even get
nothing classified about it. It was good. It was good. It was very good. You know. And then let's blame this Jeffrey Goldberg.
Yeah.
You know.
Blame the reporter.
Dirty.
Who was
dirty,
included.
Political.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did he get included?
Right.
Who created the group chat?
And again, what I heard earlier today, maybe he was included in an attempt to have him say something. Because now, here's one of the things that my dad and I had a conversation about earlier. And it goes back to, you talked about the Washington Post that Bezos owns now, mm-hmm. okay, who's bent the knee.
Yeah.
So the woman who owns the Atlantic, okay, that Goldberg is a journalist for, is the ex-wife of who's the Apple guy that created Apple?
Steve Jobs. Yeah.
So she's loaded with money. So she's at the point where she's untouchable. She didn't care about Trump or anything like that. She's like, run it.
Yeah.
You know, I've got enough money. They can't cancel me. You know.
Yeah.
But
I'll fight this lawsuit.
Yeah. It may have been an attempt to, you know, get a dig at the Atlantic.
Yeah.
You know, could be.
Everything is. We don't know what anything is right now.
It's all crap.
And it seems like everything has an ulterior motive.
Listen, when they were confirming all of these clowns, it sort of dawned on me. It's like, is he surrounding himself with all of these people that he knows are going to cause a distraction because of the mistakes that they're going to make to take the heat off of him?
Yes. And right. They are yes men.
Because, yeah. I mean, when that happens, like, he looks like his clearance is pretty decent.
Oh,
like,
I didn't do that. I didn't even know anything about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't include me in that.
I wasn't in the group chat.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the other day in the Oval Office. And this is so crazy. Every day there's an Oval Office thing. You know,
right.
It's like, who does that? You know, he's got to be on TV every day. And they were asking him about the four soldiers that are missing in wherever it is. And he was like, oh, I don't know anything about that. You're the president of the United States. How do you not know anything about that?
Right.
Oh, nobody told me anything about that. It's unbelievable.
It's like, I'm not sure he knows what's actually going on
mm-hmm.
with the government.
No.
He just makes these bold proclamations. Canada's going to be the 51st state.
Canadians are pissed. They're not happy about it, you know?
No. They came out last night and said that we are no longer allies.
Yeah. Yeah, they've already signed up with the European Union,
right.
And they're going to be trading their gas and all their minerals and all that stuff with Europe. No longer. What's the new prime minister, Mark Carnes or whatever his name is?
Yeah,
he's basically said
that
America is no longer our friends.
Yeah.
You know,
we've been friends for decades, and now all of a sudden they've shown us exactly who they are.
No, and they should do what they have to do.
That's what
right.
I told a Canadian man today that I know, and I said, I'm backing 100% whatever you guys want to do. I said, I'm not for what's happening.
Yeah,
Mark, I'm just like, it just needs to burn.
Mark is yelling at the TV anytime that he hears something like that. You know, the Americans have turned their back on.
No, we haven't.
And it's like, no, we haven't.
The turd has.
It's the administration.
Yeah.
Do not include
Yeah, don't include all of us. and I think, from what I gather, the Canadians know that.
Mm-hmm.
They know that.
Yeah.
The old Prime Minister Trudeau, he even gave a speech and goes, I'm gonna say this to the American people. I know that this is not your bidding. And then he says, then I'm going to say this to Donald Trump. I know it's your bidding. This is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen here.
And like, how much longer can they, will they be allowed to come down here? And then like, how like other right. countries are
they're
like forbidden, not forbidden,
here.
But yeah, they're advised not to travel to
well,
America.
And how soon before the Trump administration starts seizing the property owned by Canadians?
Right.
Right. But right. like, I saw something that like even Germany gave like the green light to like allocate like a lot of money towards like their military. So it's like they're gearing up for something.
Oh, they're gearing up.
Yeah. France and Germany, both of them, basically
well,
said,
Russia
and
stuff too, but
basically told their citizens, make sure you have enough supplies and stuff like that.
For 72 hours. Yeah. I can
yeah,
see that.
Because it could get real
it's
here.
Happening.
And then yeah. Canada has they're trying to sell the bonds of the that withhold the U.S. dollar to kind of like tank
oh.
right.
the worthiness of our dollar here, which would send us into pure chaos.
Right.
Yeah, but he's the master of the deal. So you got to think about that. You know, so
yeah.
I think we're going to be okay. Give me a break.
Master negotiator.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable to me. I mean, this is almost like a nightmare. It's like, is this really happening?
And we're only like 9 weeks
yeah,
in.
Yeah, we're not even to the
right.
first 100 days yet, you know?
You know,
or like 60 days in or something like that. It's
right.
just crazy.
But, like, also, like, how much longer are we going to be able to, like, even keep our, like, social app, media and stuff like that? Because, like, they're going to be monitoring, or, like, they already are
they
using
already
that
are
to try
they
and, like,
are,
figure
yeah.
out, like, who's speaking against and stuff like that.
Well, that's...
so, like, it has nothing to do with, like, you know, whether or not you came to this country the right way. You
right.
know, it has nothing
oh,
to do with that.
Oh, they don't care.
Debbie Dan Gray wants to know if we've painted FDT on the bottom of the pool yet.
We had a very long conversation.
Foxtrot Delta Tango.
About painting Foxtrot Delta Tango in the bottom of our neon pool for every Allegiant flight to see as they come in for a landing.
Right.
And then y'all are the
Safety
first to go.
Clearwater Airport.
Like, we haven't heard from them in a while. What happened? You guys are in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, right.
Or worse, that El Salvadorian prison where we'd have to
They're
be topless and can't
canal.
Talk all day. What kind of inhumane treatment is that?
That's crazy.
They're just gangbangers, man. Can't pack them in there like that.
No.
And nobody's going to see my tattoo if I'm topless. I mean, how am I going to identify my
Honey,
my
don't,
gang?
Please don't show your tattoo to anybody. Somehow be gang related.
I'm sure. My little pinwheel will be gang related.
Yeah. It's not going to be cool. Not going to be cool. So one of the things that I was thinking about, and maybe I did say it, so I won't say it again. But, yeah, I mean, he basically has surrounded himself with all these doofuses. And I think he did that to try to
distract,
take the heat off of him, you know. More and more, I see him being questioned by reporters and stuff like that in the Oval Office, and he doesn't seem to know anything about anything.
No.
Oh, really? I signed that? You know,
he's like,
I mean,
whoops, you know, my
really?
Bad.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
I did
oh,
that.
Oh, they're great people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've had
I
a
meant
lot
to
of great, a lot of great conversations. Really? Have you?
Yeah.
Have you? When was the That's last time crazy. You left this room?
Never.
You know.
But he's never met Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, will you guys keep your like Facebook and stuff?
I keep my Facebook, yes.
Well, that's one of the things we've talked about, you know, over the years, especially when Trump ran the first time, or when he when not the yeah.
when he was yeah. president
yeah.
the first time,
because then you found out who the people that you grew up with really were.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now all of a sudden it's like,
and
oh my God, you're a Trumper.
Mark would get you know? So mad, and he'd
oh,
chime
yeah.
in. And
I got put in Facebook jail a couple of times.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, and then his reaction was, I can't take it. I'm deleting this person. And I'm like,
yeah, don't delete them.
Don't delete them.
Because when you can't see what they're doing, then you don't know what they're doing. Right.
Just don't respond.
A lot of them left because there's a lot of them, especially on Facebook, that no longer come up on my feed.
Well, a lot of them went to like Truth
Social, which is ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
But hey, what's with the breathing?
I don't know.
That's enough, Thomas. That's enough.
It goes with the chewing. It's the pollen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's through bad. The roof.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anyway. Also, did you see that it was a, I think it was like red flag for Florida Day with the
the humidity
and the
fire warning, yeah.
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Today.
Really?
It said be careful. Well, Sarasota County has a burn ban.
Okay.
But from, I forget, Sarasota County all the way up past Pasco.
Mm-hmm.
Hillsborough Inland, we are under a severe threat of fire danger.
Really? Oh, didn't know that.
Because the humidity was like 30%, which I've never heard of.
Yeah, the humidity is zero. It hasn't rained. Pollen is piling up like hay in the fields in Ohio.
I think the pollen, I'm hoping, is just about over.
Yeah.
So. I'm noticing less and less of it at work because I do the two pulls every morning at work, and for the last couple of weeks, it's been like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Where'd all this pollen come from? You know, I mean, it's like, it's crazy, but it's slowing down a little bit.
Did you not look in the bottom of our pool today?
I know. I didn't have time. I'll
come to work with you and help you out.
There's okay. an entire That's cool. bucket of pollen
Honestly, that'd be
down
cool.
there.
It would be cool.
Let me know.
Are y'all hiring?
You could give me random hugs and stuff like
yeah.
that. Whenever I'm feeling
Ride
a little down.
Ride on the golf cart yeah. together.
That'd be so
a little pick-me-up
oh,
hug.
Can't yeah. you see it? Mark and Thomas on the golf cart. I'm picturing a pinwheel spinning.
People that have seen me work there for the last 17 years would be like,
Who
well,
is that?
That new guy hugs him a lot.
And I can hear the music.
It's my job.
I can hear the music, the playing. People, let me tell you about my best friend. And you're both like, oh, hair blowing in the breeze.
Yeah, right. All right, we need to take a break.
Okay.
We're already halfway through. Are you guys going to check out?
We're going to check out.
All right, guys.
Thanks
I appreciate you guys
for
coming
Thank
over.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
love you guys.
If you get any fainting goats, let me know.
Oh, yeah.
I want to come over and mess with
yeah.
them.
You know what?
Send you everything.
You're unincorporated Pinellas County. I think you can have two.
Ooh.
Just FYI.
Deny.
One for each of you.
He love said, it. I'm going to need to borrow it.
I need to borrow both of them for a sleepover.
Yeah. We'll have play dates.
All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We've been prattling along now for an hour. During this break, I'm going to play a bunch of promos, and these promos are of shows that come on later this evening after our show and then throughout the weekend. Do yourself a favor and check them out because there's a lot of fantastic programming on Radio St. Pete. Online and on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. When we come back, I want to talk about, let's talk about something that gross that might happen in a sauna.
Oh, good.
All right, folks, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WMTB LP, St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
So in Birchwood, everybody, I love that song, She's a Dime, and I played it because of my blushing bride over there. She's my, 6, 7, 8, or 9. She's a dime, and she's mine, oh my.
Thank you, dear.
It's my girl. Anyway, folks, we are back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We lost our two guests. I guess we got too political and they said we're out of here. No, they had only agreed to come over for the first hour because they had something else to do.
They have to go meet their friends.
Mm-hmm. And I'm doing hand quotes when I say friends.
Friends. Right. They're probably hanging out with Ty.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, so we're back. And 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to play along. Before the break, I said, let's talk about something gross that might happen in a sauna. And so I heard this story, and I've heard several stories over the last several months. One of the guys that I listened to on the radio, he sort of decided that one of his life goals is to, he's going to take a schwitz every day, right? And he's working up to the point where he can sit in there for a half hour. And I don't know exactly where he goes to the sauna. I don't know if it's like the local rec club or if it's the gym that he's a member of or whatever it is, but he's had some pretty interesting stories about what's happening in these public saunas.
Oh.
And he says, you know, I mean, there's people that go in and stick to themselves. He says he himself goes in there with his earbuds in and just sort of tones out. He doesn't want to get any conversations, anything like that.
Right.
I'm in there to sweat, you know. He says, but then every once in a while, there's somebody who wants to do yoga in there, naked. You know, and it's like, it's shunned, right? So he said the other day, I go and I was on like an off time when I went. And he says, I went into the sauna. I was so surprised that there was nobody else in there.
Oh, cool.
And he goes, and I'm really trying to get to the point where I can do a half hour. And he goes, I'm in there for probably, I don't know, about 18, 20 minutes. And he says, all of a sudden the door opens. And I'm already starting to have some issues with my earbuds. He goes, it's like my charge is starting to go out, right? So he goes, I looked to see who was coming in, and he said it was this morbidly obese dude whose towel barely covered anything.
Oh.
And, you know, he says the sauna is pretty good size because it's a public sauna. But he decides to sit right across from me.
Oh, no.
You know. And he goes, I just decide I got my earbuds in. You know, I give him the head nod that, hey,
I acknowledge you're here,
right? And so I just put my head down and I'm listening to my music. And he goes, and then all of a sudden, I get the worst smell of my life. He was like, the dude farted in the sauna.
Oh, no.
Is there a worse thing that you can even imagine is a fart in a sauna, right? And he goes, at about that time, I looked up at the guy, and the guy was just, you know, unfazed. Just, look, yeah, I farted, dude, you know, whatever. And he goes, then about that time, my earbuds went completely dead.
I'm done.
Right. So, and he goes, but I want to get this 30 minutes.
Yeah,
right?
No, I don't want it that bad.
He goes, well, I've dealt with the fart. And he goes, now... He said, so I take my earbuds out, but I'm still not going to, I don't want to have a conversation with this guy because he already crop dusted me in the sauna, you know, and I feel like it's all over me, you know.
Yeah, right. It is.
Yeah. And so I put my head down and I'm just sort of closing my eyes, trying to gut out this last however many minutes I have to get to 30 minutes. And then I hear the unmistakable noise of, what do you think it is?
Oh, no.
The dude is clipping his toenails in
there. Gross. I got to go.
Can you think of a worse situation?
I got to go.
The guy crop dusted you in the hottest place on the planet.
Steamiest.
You're sweating. It's on you. And now he's clipping his toenails.
Okay. What next? Yeah,
that would be my last day in the sauna.
I'd be ordering one on Amazon.
I'd get my own at home.
Can you deliver it, please, tomorrow?
Right. Oh, man. So I thought that was a fun story.
Ugh. Yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
People are gross.
Oh, absolutely gross. And no sense of space. You know, no spatial awareness, no, you know, no couth.
Right.
Just unbelievably horrible people. The next time your kid tells you that there's a monster under their bed, you probably ought to check it out. I heard this story earlier this week where there's a babysitter in Kansas was being bothered by the kids that she was babysitting, saying there's a monster under the bed. So to get them to calm down, she goes up there and, okay, I'll check it out, you know. And she gets down on her hands and knees and looks under the bed, and sure enough, there's a dude under the
bed. There's a dude under the bed.
Yeah, so there's a dude under the bed. And, of course, you know, this whole scene erupts.
Yeah.
And the guy was eventually arrested and that kind of thing.
He was arrested.
Yeah. But
can you imagine? I mean,
no. Oh, my God. I mean, can you imagine actually looking under there, thinking that there's not going to be anything, and then sure enough, there is somebody under there?
Right. And how long has this dude been in the house?
Right. Yeah.
And
one of the funniest things, and, you know, we were talking about TikTok earlier, and on my feed, I get a lot of, like, scare videos, scare pranks. And one of the funniest ones, but probably the one that will give you the heart attack the fastest, is somebody hiding under your bed. Mm-hmm. And when you go to sit on the bed, they reach out and they just sort of tickle your ankle or something like that. Oh, my God. it's the monster under the bed. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's weird.
People are weird.
Yeah. So, but, and then another thing about that story that I hate, and I almost feel like they're doing this on purpose. It's like, it seems like every big story.
Let me guess. He was an illegal immigrant.
Well, the bad person has a Hispanic name.
Oh.
And it's like, damn it. You know, come on, man. Why couldn't the guy's name be George Smith?
Right.
Instead of Javier, whatever, you know.
What do you have?
I'm checking it out. This is from John. It says, I went to a party and the invitation said, bring a dessert and a fun game to play. So we brought a cake with frosting that said, find the toenail.
Oh,
God. Well, it depends. Listen, given that it's a party and given that there's all kinds of different things that happen at a party, and depending on how you know, your munchy situation, you might actually try to delve into that cake and try to find that toenail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. depends on your level of munchies. Your level of, I need some cake and I need it now.
Gross. I'm not touching that cake.
And the whole time you're eating it, you're talking to the person who brought it. It's like, you didn't really put one in there. Next bite. Next bite. You didn't really put one in there, did you? I don't know, man. So, next time your kid tells you that there's a monster under their bed.
Check it out.
Yeah.
You never know what it could be.
Right. One of the things that we did earlier this week, the Academy Awards were, last weekend or whatever it was.
A couple of weeks ago.
And one of the movie that won Best Picture and the Best Actress was that movie, Anora.
Yes.
So Steph and I watched it the other day, other night, and Ty and Jack were in the kitchen.
They came home mid movie,
and they're you know, cooking up their dinner and stuff like that. We're in the living room watching this, and they're like, "What is this pornographic movie you're watching?" It was like, "There's a lot of sex in the movie." I was surprised. I was like, "Oh, I didn't realize it was going to be like this."
I did not either.
Right.
I mean. If you cut out the sex scenes,
yeah, then there's really not much movie.
It was a short.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and you could get the gist from a short.
Right. One of the things that I found interesting, Steph, is I looked up the actress. Mikey Madison is the girl who won the Oscar for playing that role in the movie, and it turns out that the night that we watched the movie was the 25th of March. And it just turns out that her 25th birthday was that night that we watched the movie. She turned 25 the night that we watched the movie.
Congratulations.
How about that? Yeah. Little hooker.
It was.
Mm-hmm. But it was decent. We also started watching this new thing. Was it Hulu? The Deli Boys.
Deli Boys.
And
yeah.
we watch, it's a series, and I don't know if I'm sold on it yet. You stayed up and watched another episode after I went to bed. What do you think? Is it something that we're going to continue to watch?
I still want to give it time.
It's like, so supposedly, here's sort of like the gist. It's like an Indian family that came to the United States, and the father opened up a deli, right? And then expanded to the point where there were delis, pretty much like 40 of them all over the country, whatever it is.
Whatever,
but
yeah.
But as it turns out, the two boys, his two sons, didn't know really anything about the dad's business. You know, they may have worked in the deli as, you know, from time to time when they were teenagers, that kind of thing. But they were like regular kids. They went to college and stuff like that.
Right.
So they didn't realize that the deli was actually a front for illegal business.
Right.
Right. And they have a crazy aunt who's like
ruthless,
just murder you on the spot and stuff like that. So I don't know. I kind of like the premise, but I thought that the acting was very forced.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, can you guys just calm down? We could probably have a good time with this if you guys would not try to force the acting so much.
Right.
You know, anyway. So I'll
give, we'll see.
I'll give it another try.
We'll give it.
But it's called Deli Boys. And it was on Hulu?
I think it was on Hulu.
Right.
People rave about it. Mm. So who knows what the twists and turns are going to be.
Yeah.
You know, we're behind.
Yeah.
You know, we are not series TV watchers.
We have been.
But
it depends on what it is. I mean, Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad.
But we've never started season one, episode one,
right,
when, new show.
Right, right. We
give it like three seasons.
Or 3 years.
Right.
We've always come late to the show.
Right.
We've already heard all of the pluses or minuses, and then mm-hmm. we decide that we're going to try to check it out for ourselves. Yep.
And then we've gotten hooked.
Yeah, we've gotten hooked several times.
Dexter, yep. Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. Breaking Bad.
So I saw this story in the Week magazine, and it said officials in Florida's Miami-Dade County are considering a bill that would rename two dozen streets with the titles of local rap anthems. Commissioner Keon Hardiman, the bill's sponsor, says names like "Grind Me," "Grind Me," "Grind Me," "Grind With Me Terrace," will boost tourism while honoring local music heroes. Commissioner Danielle Cohen Higgins said the plan could hurt property values, adding, I don't want to back that ass up Boulevard anywhere near my house. Back that ass up Boulevard. Yeah, I love your house, but I can't live on back that ass up Boulevard. I'd love to buy your house. I just can't.
This is really.
Yeah.
This is real. Our elected officials.
This is real stuff. Hold
find
on.
Important.
A lot of times when they do these stories and they mention local officials that give their designation, and neither one of these do. So.
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't say whether they're Democrat or Republican. But
it doesn't matter. Really?
I want to live on Back That Ass Up Boulevard.
Don't they have, like, crime and sewage mm-hmm. and trash to deal with?
Right. Yep.
Health care, mm-hmm. homelessness. I know. Let's rename streets.
Yeah. Well, here's another thing that's happening here in Florida. Governor Ronnie D is now trying to loosen the child labor laws.
Yes.
Apparently, a lot of the migrants have boogied. Or been yeah. deported, and now we have a shortage. So now he's going to say, well, let's get those kids out there.
Yeah, let's get those kids out there.
You know, I mean, I guess there was a law for many, many, many years that said that kids couldn't work between the hours of 6, if you were 14 or something, you couldn't work between 6 and 11 or something like
they
that.
They have very strict yeah. rules of
and now he wants
they
to
have
do,
to be 14. Yeah. it cannot conflict with school hours. They can only work so many hours on school nights. They can't work past a certain time right. in the evening.
Well, now he wants to do away with all that to make up for the migrants and the...
Yeah, the lost workers. Yeah.
Let's get those kids out there.
Let's get those kids out there.
Let's work them to death. They don't have to go to school.
Yeah, no.
Well, I mean, the Department of Education is going away, and probably a lot of the schools are going to go away because they won't be funded. So, yeah, let's get them out there. Let's get them some training out there. Let's get their hands all leathery. And
with the Florida education system, they'll probably learn a lot more in the fields.
We just got a text from Sally Lou. She says, I'm listening now. Love you, too.
Sally Lou.
Sally Lou. Nice to hear from you. Nice to hear from you, my gal Sal. So let's see, what else was I going to say? I think Ty is here. I don't know if he'll come in now.
I don't know.
But if he does join us, there's a couple of things that I wanted to mention to him that I had written down earlier in the week.
So maybe hold off.
Yeah, I'll hold off on those. In. Yeah.
Is now a good time to talk about Trump's recent Newsmax interview where the conversation came up about reparations for the January 6th Patriots.
Well, and the thing is, you know, I'm so for it. I'm on board with that because those people were so wrong. They were hostages, Steph.
Mm.
They were absolute hostages. And, you know, these people they should be refunded.
They should be compensated.
They had a portion of their life stolen from them.
Stolen from them.
And by what? The Biden administration.
They are true patriots.
Yeah.
While Doge goes around cutting Social Security, Medicaid, scientific research, veterans benefits, veterans hospitals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is where our money needs to go.
Right. Here's something that, we're getting ready to take another break here, but something to think about if you want to text in or call. I saw something earlier this week, and it said, best pickup line at a funeral.
Oh.
So think about that. I don't have one, but if you can think of one, text it to us.
I can come up with
best pickup line at a funeral.
During the break.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, it's going to be our final segment. You're going to have to sit down, pay attention, because it goes fast. We'll be right back. Okay, that's Cheech and Chong with Mexican Americans, and let's give them a break, man. Let's give them a break. They're hardworking people. Some fine people, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. But they don't like to be called beaners.
Apparently.
I get that. Had a friend in high school that we called beaner.
And he wasn't even Mexican-American.
Not even a little bit, but he was called beaner. He was Mean Gene the Dancing Machine, but we called him beaner. And it was because of that movie. That Cheech and Chong movie. Yep, that I'm pretty sure that we all went to at the midnight movie. We were probably doing the, whatever. You know what you do before you go to the midnight movie.
To see Cheech and Chong?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's just a given.
Mean Gene the Dancing Machine. Mean Gene the Dancing Machine, last time I heard, he was selling funeral plots.
Mm.
It's not a joke. Mm-hmm.
Always liked Beaner.
Me too. Beaner was a good kid. Anyway, one of the things I saw earlier this week is that in Colorado, the governor out there has hung a portrait of Trump in the Capitol building, and Trump is not pleased with the artwork of the portrait painter, and he wants the portrait to be removed immediately. Have you seen the portrait?
Not up close. I saw.
He even said that you've got Obama here, and his portrait is wonderful. And now this one of me needs to go away immediately, and he's not happy with it. Who is the Democrat Jared Polis is the governor of Colorado, and I don't think he's going to take it down. I've seen it online, and look, it's obviously Trump.
Yeah,
it's not the best portrait I've ever seen, but
people have different artistic abilities.
Yes, right. But he Trump feels like they did that intentionally to make him look bad.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. purposefully distorted is mm-hmm. what his words were. Demanding it be taken down immediately.
Well, what about... and look, I know we're not the politics show, but what did I hear about, like, the Smithsonian in the National Zoo? Mm. That they're portraying the wrong ideology?
Well, it was just like him taking over the Kennedy Center. You know, I need to be in charge of this because their whole thing, it's too woke.
It's too cultural.
Yeah. Mm. Before the break, I said best pickup line at a funeral. I just got one from my dad, and it says, "You put the fun in funeral, funeral." I wrote one down quickly during the break. I said, "A lot of flowers. Would you like one?"
Oh.
I don't know. Listen, man, I saw this earlier this week. Best pickup line at a funeral.
I don't know. I didn't have enough time. It's funny because I kept trying to think about our favorite, if you will, funeral movie.
Here's one from Debbie Dan Gregg. You want to join me on the sunny side of the dirt?
That's a good one. Yeah. Death at a Funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Hysterical movie. You have to watch the British version. The American version is okay.
Yeah, I've seen.
But you have to watch the British version because to me it's funnier. It's way funnier.
I like a lot of British comedy. I think you have to. There's a lot of dry humor.
Yeah, the humor comes across.
Yeah.
Better with the British accent.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it just... And there were all kinds of pickup lines going on in that one.
Here's one from Paul. Been here before? I have.
See you again next time.
Yeah, see you around. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So are we related? Why are you here?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, he's your dad too?
Yeah. Damn.
Right. So anyway, that's that. I don't know if you got to see a picture or a video of that that sinkhole that opened up in South Korea.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, dude. So there's these cars going down this highway in South Korea, and there's like a white SUV, and the sinkhole opens up, and the SUV was like right when it started to open up. I mean, like perfect timing, and bounced out.
Oh, wow.
But the motorcycle behind it went in. They found him 70 feet down, and he was dead.
Wow.
But 70 feet down. Can you imagine? I mean, that's one of those things, man. You never know what's going to happen when you leave the house. You know, even now, it's like the Morgan & Morgan commercial that they have going on air now. It's like you don't know what might happen when you leave the house in the morning.
Well,
and you don't. You know,
some of
you might not make it back tonight. It's like that's kind of morbid, but it's like, yeah.
But it's true.
It's absolutely true.
The 7.7 earthquake.
Yeah. Right.
Today.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did you see? Okay. So that was in Myanmar, right? And did you see a picture of the hotel that had the rooftop pool?
No.
Oh, my God. So there's these huge waves of water coming down because it was the building was shaking so much.
So hard.
And then I saw another video. There was somebody in that pool and couldn't get out.
Oh,
because the waves kept slapping them against the wall. It's like next minute they're going to go over the side and down to the street. Crazy, man.
7.7.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Oh, that's unbelievable huge. I mean, they had a lot of buildings, and it affected, I think, Thailand, too.
I think so.
Something like that.
You know, talk about... We don't need war.
No.
We've got enough going on. Yeah, with Mother Nature's going to
weed us all out, as she chooses.
She doesn't need any help.
What's the best way, though? I mean, it's like, I mentioned earlier.
Not being bashed around in a pool. No, but
think about like story wise. Okay, so it's like, okay, I mentioned earlier in the show that Sunday is the 10th anniversary of my mom's death. She passed away of cancer. Okay. The big C gets just about everybody.
Right.
But what if my story was, remember 10 years ago when mom was in that pool and she got splashed out and fell 13 stories to her death in Myanmar? I mean, it's perspective. I mean,
the woman who got sucked out of the plane.
Remember, mom was on that motorcycle in South Korea and fell 70 feet to her death in that sinkhole.
I think the plane one's a good one, because that's so random. But you don't like to fly, so getting you on a plane to be sucked out to have a good story just isn't going to happen.
Right. I don't know. I mean, it's just like, if you're going to die, let's at least have a story, So it's like the rest, your survivors would be like, yeah, it's sad. And we miss them, but damn,
what a story. It's sad, but what a way to go.
That's a story. If you tell it at a bar, you get a free drink. Yeah. It's a sad thing about my mom, man. She was in Myanmar. She was in this rooftop pool. Then the earthquake came. You heard about it, right? The 7.7 one. Splashed her down right on the street.
Hot air balloon.
Right.
Drifted off. Nobody could find them.
Still haven't found her.
Reappeared. Hit electrical lines. Caught fire.
Yep. Yeah. So I don't know if you've heard anything about this whole Great Pyramids of Giza thing. It's on TikTok. And I don't know. Look, there's a lot of things on TikTok that... You have to just sort of, take for granted whether it's real or not. You get a lot of good recipes and some cute puppies and stuff like that. But then every once in a while you get a story like this one that's apparently they did some sort of thermal imagery of what's happening under the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Okay. And,
Right.
They've been doing that, it seems, right.
Throughout the years, nobody's ever believed that the ancient people from Egypt actually were able to build those pyramids with humans. It had to be alien.
Right.
There's something alien that did it because, I mean, they're talking about precision blocks that were dragged for miles.
I think they were smarter people.
No, maybe. And they didn't have the tools to do it. Da, da, da. Anyway, this new thing is that under the Great Pyramid of Giza, with this thermal imaging, they've discovered these 8 columns. Okay, and these columns go down into the earth under the pyramid almost 3,000 feet.
Wow.
Right, and they spiral down. So they're almost like
corkscrew. But
there's 8 of them, right? I don't know. I don't know if it's true. If it's true, what they're saying is this changes everything about what we've ever thought about how the pyramids were constructed. Okay, already there's the people from the ancient alien show that are convinced that the aliens built the pyramids. But now all of a sudden, So you have that doubt about how the pyramids were built, but what about this underneath situation? This is like a lot more advanced. You know what I mean? So it's like, they said it's like the columns, the eight columns that are massive go down like 2,000 feet. And those columns sit on these huge square columns that go down like another 1,000 feet or something like that. It's something crazy like that. But I mean, who knows? I mean, what's it all about? I'm like, let's get somebody down there. Let's check it out.
Right.
You know, I want to know what's happening.
Why don't we know?
Let's do it before Trump shuts it down.
Why don't we know what's going on Earth?
Yeah.
Earth, the oceans, mm-hmm. the inner core. Why are we spending so much time and money?
Mm-hmm.
Going to space.
Right.
When we don't have a clue at the end of the day, what's going on here?
Yeah. So one of the things I heard today about those columns is that, I don't even know how anybody would know anything about what they were for, what they do. But somebody said that they were like power plants.
Yeah, well, okay. That's what it sounds like to me.
In that they radiate because they're like columns that have like a spiral going up around them, almost like a coil, right? Like a big coil. And this person said, well, probably what happened was that spaceships hovered over the pyramid and those columns projected.
Oh, like a lift.
Charging energy. It was almost like a charging station. I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, I mean, it's everything's so fantastic and, you know.
How did the human species survive?
I don't know how we're still surviving.
You know, I mean, they managed to move water from rivers.
Right.
To irrigate crops, to grow food, to feed people. Now, I'm not saying it was a perfect world, but humanity survived. And my question is why? Because we're at a point.
Yeah, well, it just seems like all of a sudden we've just become these unbelievable doofuses. And it's like, how do we make it this far? Because now all of a sudden we're showing ourselves to be complete dumbasses, you know? I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy that it seems like the people that are in charge are like, are you kidding me? How did this happen? It must be a dream. I had a vision in the dream.
9 weeks. We're only 9 weeks in.
What are the top five old school things that need to come back? And there's a couple of these that are like, no, we don't need that.
I don't know.
Well, number one, because we're running out of time, but number one, drive-in movies. Okay, I dig that.
I love drive-in movies. Drive-in movies are
cool. Yeah, I'm hip with that. That's cool. Wasn't there that guy, wasn't it like probably 10, 15 years ago, and he was going to do this drive-in theater where you didn't drive in, but it already had all these classic cars.
Classic cars.
Remember that? Yeah. Whatever happened to that? Did that actually happen?
It probably got blown away in a hurricane.
No, I think it was supposed to be like indoors. It was like
almost like an IMAX dome. Yeah, or right. Like in a warehouse. So it's like
that would be. I mean, what a great idea. I mean, if you had the kinda wherewithal like, to be able to come up with all those classic cars
or parts of them,
right?
At least enough,
right? That'd be cool. So number one is drive-in movie theaters. Number two is an absolute no. McDonald's ball pits, no.
No.
No. The reason they stopped having those because they were so gross.
Germ.
Yeah. I was listening to this guy on the radio. He called in and he goes, yeah. He goes, I used to be in charge of having to search through the balls when I was a teenager. And I used to find diapers in there.
Ugh.
Dirty diapers in there.
I'm sure.
David Ann Gray says written cursive.
Oh, yes.
That's one for sure. That's something that's definitely lost. I lost my ability a long time ago. I do not write cursive.
I don't know that you ever did.
I did. The only cursive I do is my signature. That's it. Yeah. I did, and I wasn't good at it. You know who has a great penmanship? My buddy Paul. Paul's got fantastic penmanship.
That does not surprise me.
It's like when you see something written that's like historical, you know what I mean? And you look at it, it's like, who the hell wrote that? Look at that. That's Paul. Paul writes like that.
Beautiful.
Mm, very nice. Number three is top hats. Do you think we need to bring top hats back?
I don't know.
I mean, who do you think of when you think of a top hat? Right off the bat, who do you think of? I mean, besides...
Abe Lincoln.
Okay, who else? Slash, right? Slash from Guns N' Roses. Slash right. Or Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
I mean, who else is wearing a top hat? Maybe Ty needs a top hat.
I don't know. I think better dressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of them says, real cocaine in Coca-Cola.
Oh.
Let's bring that back.
Yeah, no, don't do that. I can't handle it.
Another one says, dueling with pistols or swords. We need to bring that back. Movies without CGI.
Yes.
To make movies more original. A lot of people have a problem with the new Snow White movie because they're upset that all the dwarves are CGI instead of real
people.
People, right.
I'm sorry, you're watching a movie, unless it's animated, cartoon that someone drew,
well,
there should be people in it.
No, they're running out of dwarves. I heard that. There's a shortage.
Hardly.
Well, they're expensive. They're like eggs.
They're so bad. There you go. Mm-hmm. Price for me just went up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's something. How long do you suppose you could go without eating?
Oh, barely an hour.
Yeah, I'm like very food. I need it. I need food. And so I was listening to these guys on the radio, and this one of the guys is the guy that told the sauna story. And he and his co-host were talking about they just finished in 86 today. As I was finished an 86-hour fast,
no,
right?
Can't do it.
And I'm like, I would be homicidal.
No.
So I ran into my buddy Ruben, and I said, how long could you go without eating? And he goes, well, I fasted once for 28 days. I almost fell out of my cart. 28 days?
No.
28 days without eating, right? So then I Googled it, and it said that... A fairly healthy human could go 70 days,
ooh.
70 days without eating, but you can't go past 5 days without water.
Without water.
Right. That's a big, big difference.
Yep. Well,
you know what I mean?
My body doesn't know that.
Right.
You know, I go 12 hours without food.
So Ruben's giving
I'm
me...
I'm eating a loaf of bread.
Oh, yeah. Ruben's giving me this whole thing about fasting, and he was telling me about this this German guy, Arnold Urit or whatever his name is, The Magic of Fasting, wrote this book, and he says, yeah, so I was like, I had to do it. I had to fast. And he goes, oh, yeah, the first 3 or 4 days are a bitch, right? He says, but then after that, all the toxins start leaving your body, and then you get to a point where now all of a sudden, because you're just drinking a ton of water, and I'm not a big water fan anyway. I've always been, my whole life, I've always been suspect of drinking water because you don't ever really know where it's coming from. But anyway.
I prefer yours fermented.
Right. But anyway, he says, yeah, he says, but afterwards, you feel like a whole different person. It cleans like all the toxins out of your body and that kind of thing. You feel great. And I said, well, then what happens when you start eating again? And he goes, oh, well, that messes it all up. You have to fast again. Yeah. Anyway, we're down to the quotes, folks.
Yes.
Here we go. I do these quotes at the end of every show. I always have, always will. The first quote says, oh, that's not; those are not the quotes. That's my music list. Here we go. Got it. In a perfect world, the town drunk and the Secretary of Defense would be two different people.
Yes. That is not the world we live in.
No. This one says, zero drag queens have been arrested in Tennessee this year for raping or sexually abusing children. Over 30 faith leaders have.
That's a statistic.
This one says, I like this one. You may not like Donald Trump, but you have to admit he has the most anticipated obituary in the history of the United States. Ain't that them? Oh, this one says, turns out you can use gas on Teslas. If you're lighting them on fire, get it?
Yeah, I get it.
You're shaking your head. This one says, leaking classified info is good now.
Yes. Well, and back to the gas on the Teslas.
Yeah.
Why spend the money on gas? Gas is expensive. We've got a whole Gulf of Mexico salt water out here. They'll just set themselves on fire.
Yep. And the last one says, it's either going to be a good time or a good story. So do it all. Ain't that it?
That is like your life motto.
Yep. Okay. So that's pretty much it, folks. Another Friday in the books.
In the books.
Yep. I'm so happy for everybody that participated this evening.
Thank you all for listening. And yep.
All that stuff.
Playing along with us.
Do you have anything that you want to add before the end of the show?
No, I lost. Oh, that's Betty Fox is going to be at the Salty Nun tomorrow night.
Salty Nuts? None.
None.
Oh, okay. And I do want to thank Jamie and Thomas for coming by and sitting with us for the first hour. That's a lot. That means a lot to me that they would do that. Miss Ty, the snarky assassin. But we'll be back next week.
Yes.
I will say, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and Mom, I miss you. I can't believe it's already 10 years.
10 years.
Unbelievable. Duchess, it's about that time. Sally Lou, haven't heard from you in a while. Thank you for texting in.
And for
folks, we will speak with you again next week. Love you. Be careful. Have fun. Goodbye.